At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Are you sure we can tell this?
Massive fan of Off the Ball.
Ireland is in dreamland.
The All-Ireland finals are almost upon us.
There's always good guests on.
Fastest ever seen you run in your life.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe at offtheball.com/join.
Highly recommend it.
It's full-time in Glenelg, O'Connor Park, in the first of today's All-Ireland semi-finals, where Galway have defeated Cork by 2-7 to 10 points. Galway converted two first-half goals via a Roisin Leonard penalty, and a late Alva Dervin effort almost added a third at the start of the second half. Ailish Morrissey was denied by the crossbar error after a fine run. Galway, now playing against the breeze, kept possession for large phases of play. Roisin Leonard, who finished with a personal tally of 1-6, converted two fine frees in the second half to keep the Galway scoreboard ticking over. On the Cork side, Katie Quirk scored 7 points, but Galway were not to be denied. Galway will now await the winner of today's second semi-final between Kerry and Armagh in the final on Sunday the 4th of August in Croke Park. Full-time score, Galway 2-7, Cork 10 points.
Shane, I suppose first things first, disappointment day for your side.
Yeah, look, I think we played probably within ourselves, played with a bit of fear, maybe a bit of inexperience we had in the team, you know, affected, especially in the first half. There was, you know, you could just see it in their faces, maybe, you know, in the warm-up even. And suffered two disappointing blows with the two goals we gave away. You know, we had possession and we gave it away for the penalty, and just for half-time, we were in a very good spot, 1 point up, or sorry, 1 point down, going to play with a good wind in the second half. Just disappointing that goal went in. So they were killer blows, and look, only one goal in the end between us. But look, hats off to Galway. They learned a lot from the day in MTU. They've come on. I suppose, look, they were at a disadvantage that day. It was their first game, and they've had one game in 9 weeks. They've certainly benefited from the extra games now, you know, and they've levelled the playing field today, and they kicked on a bit.
You're right, that goal before half-time was such a momentum swinger, because you would have been so happy to go in with the breeze, and you're back in the second half and a short deficit.
Yeah, look, it was a bit similar to the Munster final. You know, we were in a great position before half time in the Munster final, and you can see the goals before half time. And you know, but like, well, like probably one of the biggest things there, I have to say, like, it's so disappointing. We had a tactic ready for, you know, 3 or 4 minutes before half time, and we couldn't get the message across to the players. Like, we can't get a message into the players. It's impossible. You know, the players couldn't hear us. I said to them half time, "Do you not hear us?" No, they couldn't hear us. So something has to go on with the rules, and we're Ferna. I know the men are in the same situation. You know, they're amateur players. I just don't think it's fair that we can't get a message across the pitch. But look, that's a fight for another day. But I think certainly something has to be done about that, because the players could not hear us telling them to go into that formation. And if that formation had been there, maybe the goal wouldn't have gone in. You know, it's that vital. You know, there's so much time being put into this, but they are amateurs, and I think that's very unfair. So look, we're disappointed about that.
Yeah, that's a common theme, I have to say, when I'm speaking to many selectors, male and female. It's, as you said, it's impossible. Like, it seems to be an easy solution as well, just to allow one person to run out.
Yeah, look, if that person is doing what they shouldn't be doing, you know, give them a yellow card and get rid of them. But like, just to go on and give a message, these are amateur players. People use the example of soccer, that they don't have it going on. Soccer players are professional. They're in training 6 days a week. They know everything. They know hand signals and everything. We've got kids out there who, you know, who are doing different jobs, have got college. We've got dual players. It's so frustrating. And this isn't anything about Galway. This is just ridiculous for amateurs, that we can't get a message across the pitch. Like, I don't understand it. You can't even wire up the water girls for fear there'll be something going on. I don't understand that. It's a general problem within the GA, you know, both male and female, and it's something that definitely has to be looked at, because we're hamstrung as managers across the board because of this.
Yeah, it must be so frustrating. You work so hard all year, and then one moment like that could have had a big impact.
Yeah, look, we're putting 60 hours a week in. We know that, and the players behind the scene and everything like that. So it's just frustrating. Did it cost us the game today? No, probably not. But, you know, a tight game, you never know. And if the goal hadn't gone in before half-time, we're going in a point down. There's a different mindset in our dressing room, and you're not trying to claw back a 4 or 5 point lead. So, look, disappointing, but I have to commend all my players. They've been unbelievable. They come from where they were, relegated into Division 2, to play the way they have. And look, hats off to Galway. I thought they were outstanding today, so well done to them, and the very best luck to them in the final.
Your chat. Thank you very much. Daniel, it's sunny, but it's in the weather, but it's sunny on Galway ladies football as well. You must be absolutely delighted to be in the All-Ireland final.
Yeah, hugely proud of the performance. Really workmanlike performance in some ways, particularly in that second half to hold on with the Cork attack coming at us. But at the end of the day, we got the result and we're delighted to be in a final.
I feel like I'm asking a similar question to you that I did to Pádraig Joyce last week in terms of getting that victory over Dublin. How important to match on us and build on that?
That was the key thing for us, and I spoke about that in training on Wednesday night, that we couldn't allow that to be just the result that defines our season, as in we just have that and that's it. So, you know, we got our heads down very quickly and started thinking about Cork, and I'm delighted that we backed it up with another win.
Probably tell by there's still a fair breeze coming down here as well. It had a big impact in the game. You got it at the start, and you know you got the lead.
Yeah, exactly. Look, we got it in the start. I think probably a little bit disappointed we didn't score enough in that first half, and we knew Cork were going to come at us. But you know, in that second half, we, you know, they were going to come in on top of us, and luckily enough, we had a couple of goals cushioned to hold on, and you know, the last kick of the ball could have went anywhere, but thankfully we got it out of there.
Yeah, it was one hell of a scramble at the end. You'd almost see the movie scenes there.
Yeah, exactly. Hollywood stuff, so thankfully it wasn't a case where it was going to end in like that, but I think both games finishing like that is quite funny too when you think about it.
How's it come around this year? Because it started, you know, well, I dare say a little bit wobbly. It's grown, it's snowballed perhaps.
Yeah, exactly. Look, a lot of it is about momentum. The key thing for us in the league was that we didn't kind of drop our heads and give up. You know, we were losing games by a point here, 2 points there. We were competitive throughout, despite, you know, getting loss after loss, if you like. So, you know, the camp stayed quite positive. We knew there was a big result in us, and that kind of came in the Connacht final against Mayo. And from there, it was a case of just keep going and see where it brings us, and taking the game at a time. And look, here we are now.
All-Ireland final, Croke Park, to look forward to.
Yeah, absolutely. Huge. Delighted for the girls, delighted for the group of players here. Some old, some new, you know, some in their first year, some in 12, 13 years in it now. So, you know, it's a massive achievement for them, and I hope they appreciate it and go out and enjoy that Croke Park final day.
Just lastly, nice scatter of Galway supporters. Made some noise at the end there.
Yeah, it was great to hear that. You know, I think we outnumbered the Cork supporters towards the end of that second half, and they definitely gave us a lift when they started chanting for Galway. So that was great to see, and hopefully they'll come out in 2 weeks' time again in Croke Park.
Best of luck in the final.
Cheers, thanks very much.
I'm just not really going to do an intro. I'm just going to let your body language, out of breath, smiling, shiny bits of silver in your face there. Wow.
Oh yeah, just delighted now. It's just a semi-final yet, but it means a lot to us, and more importantly, we're able to back up the performance against Dublin again, so we're just delighted.
Yeah, that I was speaking there with other people involved in the management, similar to the men's, getting the big result against Dublin, but building on it is probably the most pleasing thing.
Yeah, building on it, and it was just this huge trust in the camp, and huge belief really, and we were able to back it up with the skills today.
Difficult game, you were on the score sheet as well. Important goal just before half time.
Pushed up a small bit and just was in the right place, thankfully. But the wind played a big factor, so we knew even with that lead into half time, it didn't mean the end result. So, and it showed that in the second half, it was just as tight, yeah.
And to be leading that crowd of amazing girls at the end, you must be so proud.
So proud, yeah. All my friends, and they're just amazing people, and they care about Galway ladies so much. And it's just a pleasure to play with them.
But heart and mouth stuff at the end.
That's it, always ladies football. That buzzer is sometimes it's your friend and sometimes it's not. So yeah, it's brilliant to get over the line.
And now, All Ireland final, Croke Park, to look forward to.
Yeah, we're looking forward to getting back there. We didn't have the best of days in them, but we won't let that affect us, and we'll just enjoy this evening now, and examine whoever we have now.
It's a remarkable run. Did you always believe it was a little bit, you know, hairy towards the start of the year? Results weren't going as you would like, but you've got serious momentum now.
Yeah, we should look at it just after the win there today. You could say peaking at the right time, thank God, and it's put us in a good position going forward now.
Very best luck in the final.
Thanks a million. Thanks so much.
Are you sure we can tell this?
Massive fan of Off the Ball.
Ireland is in dreamland.
The All-Ireland finals are almost upon us.
There's always good guests on.
Fastest ever seen you run in your life.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe at offtheball.com/join.
Highly recommend it.